Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a pious or a good dream. This is glad tidings. What is meant by this hadith is that divine revelation has stopped with the passing away of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no more wahi to come. So that wahi would come and it would inform of future events. So that wahi would come and it inform of things that would happen in future. That has stopped. But there are certain things that are still there for this ummah, and that is as far as glad tidings is concerned, that is good dreams. That these dreams have certain values. When it comes to dreams also, there is two extremes. One extreme is where a person denies and says that dreams have no meaning. Very often this is a Western concept. That when you tell somebody that something is far-fetched, something is absurd, something is non-existent, you'll say in your dreams. The person is talking about something that's in his dreams. In other words, tashbih is made, a comparison is made to a person's dream. Like how your dream is non-existent, what you're talking about is very far-fetched, this is non-existent. So this is one extreme where a person denies anything as far as dreams are concerned. Then there's another extreme where a person, everything that he dreams about, he wants an interpretation. Everything he sees, and everything that he plays in his mind while he's sleeping, he wants an interpretation for it. So this is another extreme. So when it comes to dreams, there are two extremes. One person mentioned to me personally that he went to Hazrat Ji Mawlana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and this person, he used to have a lot of dreams. And everything he had saw, he wanted some interpretation. So these pious people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him. One of the benefits of going to the pious is they guide us and they show us. And also together with their guidance, they make dua also for our guidance. So he says that Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali told him that he says, Yada tawajju mat karo. They don't put extra attention to all these dreams that you have. So much of attention you're giving to dreams, as though that this becomes your maqsad and your what the meaning is. So he said when Hazrat Ji told him this, that before this, almost every night he would have a dream and he'd want the interpretation. He said, after that, completely my dreams have stopped. Completely, I have no dreams also, anyway, very few dreams I have. So this was the benefit and the barakat of going to a pious person and asking him for some type of guidance. So this is another extreme where a person wants interpretation for everything. So now when it comes to dreams, you'll find that there are three categories. One is the first category of dreams is the dreams of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Their dreams are 100% true. There's no doubt in what they've seen. Although sometimes it would need a bit of interpretation, but their dreams were 100% true. Like that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said, إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ أَحَدَ عَشْرَ كَوْكَبَ وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ رَأَيْتُهُمْ لِي سَاجِدِينَ. That I've seen 11 stars, the sun and moon making sajda to me. His father told him, لا تقصص رؤياك على إخوتك. Don't narrate this dream to your brothers. So Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, their dreams 100% true. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he tells his son, إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. That I've seen in my sleep, in other words, in my dream, that I am slaughtering you. What do you have to say? So the dreams of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, there is no doubt 100% true. Then the next category of dreams are the dreams of the pious people. So the dreams of the pious people, generally the dreams are true, because what happens when a person is a very honest, person has a very high level of sidq, very high level of piety, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes the strength of his heart and the strength of his senses to increase. So because of the strength of the heart and the strength of the senses increasing, generally their dreams are good, their dreams are true. Then you get the third category of people, those are the sinful or the sinners. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it such that the dreams are true, and sometimes those dreams also are false because of the guna, the sin they're committing. So that also plays on the mind, plays on the heart. So their dreams also have no meaning. So therefore, dreams should be always interpreted or asked for a good or for a meaning by somebody who is an expert in dreams. Very often a person is not an expert in dreams. Person goes for interpretation and now that continuously plays on his mind. As we go, inshallah, we'll see how a person should deal and what he should do as far as having good dreams are concerned, as far as having bad dreams are concerned, what he should read, how he should react. All that has been shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we will continue from this inshallah tomorrow as far as the dreams are concerned. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.